Hi, it's Mac, it's McCorgan here on Audio Boo. I thought I'd share a wee bit about LED lighting. That's domestic LED lighting, that is, for your house and home. I know many people out there probably know, have heard, or even purchased LED lighting. But so, they may be aware, or probably are aware, of the initial costs, but also thereby the consequence of low running costs. So I thought I'd say a wee bit about what I've done to my own home. So around our home, which is a bungalow, we have four corner lights and two side lights and three on the large rising soffit above the front of the house at the front door, and a porch light and a rear 150 watt floodlight on its own sensor. But all these, the power to all these, are controlled through a photocell, at least most of them were. The reason that all of them were was because of the running costs. And I'll explain that. Each of the fittings, except for the porch light and the floodlight at the back, the little floodlight, were 50 watt GU10 halogen bulbs. Okay? So, four corner lights burning right through the night. Only for a wee while in the summer, but for long, long hours during the winter months, controlled by the photocell. So right away that we had 200 watts plus the porch light, which is a low energy bulb, about 10 watts probably. So let's say we were burning 210 watts from the photocell whenever the photocell was activated, when it was dark. The reason I couldn't put the other ones on, that was another five, was simply because that would be another 250 watts, or additional 250 watts. And so to burn those through the night would just have been horrendous electricity bills. So they were never on, they were always on just a manual switch, which we controlled and very seldom put them on, to be honest, because we would put them on maybe late in the evenings, maybe 7, 8 when it was dark in the winter, and then put them off just before we went to bed, just after 10. So they weren't on very long, if they ever were on, to be honest with you. But the whole point about it is they were put there for a reason. They were put there to illuminate the house, to give it nice bright features. Coming round a long dark drive and finding a house that was lit up, as it were. Not floodlit, but lit up where it needed lit up. And lighting up the side pathways, etc. So anyway, that is, decided to keep things split for that reason. Now, I've been installing LED lights domestically and commercially for a wee while now, so I thought it's time I got my own house in order. You know what they say about the carpenter's shelves and the cobbler's shoes? Yes, well, it's kind of like that here. I was busy convincing everybody to switch to LEDs and talking about and explaining the initial purchase cost, but the benefits of that, and low running costs, and longevity as well. So there I was, being a bit of a hypocrite. So a couple of weeks ago I decided to bite the bullet and get this done. So basically what I've done is, I've replaced every one of those GU10 50 watt halogens with a 5 watt cool white LED, I'll explain colours later, cool white LED bulbs. It's a direct replacement, so there's no work involved. It's just like changing the bulb that was there, but instead you're putting in a 5 watt LED light. So then what I did was I patched in the other lights into the photocell, but left a manual override for the three front soffit lights and the two side ones. The reason for that, not for economy reasons, but because our bedroom's at the front, and if we left these on, it would be like half daylight when we went to bed, and might cause us not to sleep so soundly. So I wanted to be able to switch those off when we went to bed at night, but the following day, they would come back on with the photocell when it got dark. So now, what I have is four corner lights, two side lights, three on the large rising soffit. So that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I have 9 plus the 10 watt porch light, and those 9 are 45 watts total. The total of those 9 LED lights, soffit lights, is less than one of the 50 watt halogen bulbs that I had in before. Not only that, but I replaced the rear floodlight with its proximity sensor from a 150 watt halogen bulb fitting to a 10 watt LED, which is super bright. So I've cut the floodlight down from 150 watts to 10 watts, which is a 15th of the energy consumption. And I've taken approximately about 450-460 watts of GU10 lighting right down to, what did I say it was, 45 watts plus the porch, 55 watts in total, all controlled by the photocell with the manual override. It's made one hell of a difference to the house now, because when we, if we're here or if we're away, it's all controlled by the photocell. If we're away and we come back, the house is looking beautiful from the outside. No, it's looking beautiful because it's lit in the appropriate places. The shrubbery is being lit by some of the lights with off throw, and it's just looking wonderful. And now we can actually afford, without any efforts, to run all those lights if we wanted to, even the ones that switch off at night, to run those all through the night. And the running costs would be very, very little indeed. Plus, we have the longevity of the LEDs herself, the LED bulbs herself, compared to the halogens. Something else you may want to take into consideration is colours. Normally, cool white is a bit too white bright. Take your eyes out, kind of thing. Even a five watt. For indoors, unless you've got a really modern home and you prefer that kind of light. So indoors, I would suggest, if you'd go down that road, just go for the warm white LEDs, which I've put in my room. I have five GU10s in here. I've changed those to LEDs, so I have went from 250 watts down to 25 watts. It's incredible. But they're warm white, because the cool white is just too glaring. It's ideal for outside, for when you really want to brighten up the outside of your house and things like that. So just a wee tip on that. The other thing I'll give you a tip on, if you're interested at all, is if you want to be able to dim these lights, say indoors, you must buy the dimmable LED bulbs, because if you buy the standard LED bulbs, you can't dim them. So you have to buy the dimmable LED bulbs, which are a wee bit more expensive, not much, but they are a wee bit more expensive, and thereby you can fit a dimmer to them. But beware also that you have to buy the special dimmer switch for LED bulbs. It's all changed now from the standard dimmer. So if you want to dim your bulbs, buy the dimmable lamps and buy the appropriate dimmer switch to go with those bulbs. I hope that helps with LED lights, by the way. To me, it's a way of the future. I mean, even car lights are being LED now. You see so many new cars, buses and trucks with these LED lights. Torches are virtually all going down the road of LED. I'd even have a very, very small torch with a couple of LED bulbs. Take your eyes out for a few watts and your batteries last forever. So LED is the new lighting, absolutely. And if you're prepared to embrace it, especially for your home, for energy costs and for longevity of the bulbs themselves, I would advise you to, if you can do it, go down the road. Now, you're probably going to pay about £7 or £8 for an LED bulb. There are stores selling them cheaper. Those bulbs will be rubbish, I can assure you that. I would advise you to go to an electrical supplier where you have far better recourse. If there's a problem with any of the bulbs, they will replace them. Even if you get by the cool whites and decide you want the warm, if you keep the boxes and take them back within a week, an electrical supplier will replace them without issue. I know the suppliers I use certainly do. And at least you've got greater recourse, and you're pretty much more guaranteed to get quality stuff than from the discount stores. You know, I won't mention them, but you know the ones I'm talking about that sell you bulbs for £1 and that, they just won't do. So I hope that kind of screws the pun, enlightens you to LED lighting, the way of the future. Get them in now. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. I should also have added in the fact that I was talking about basically in the terms of mostly outside lighting, but also GU10, which is the format of lighting. There's little bulbs that take a wee quarter turn. But what I should have mentioned was that the LED bulbs nowadays and lamps nowadays for inside the home are incredible. They are so diverse, you can get them in virtually every format. Or you've got a fancy table lamp or some fancy wall light or decor, and every wattage. Some are so lovely that they stand alone, as it were, decorative lamps without the need for a shade. You can get them in colours now, or with coloured glass, with the plain LEDs inside. A myriad of designs, patterns and formats. Some are the equivalent of, well, I'd say probably about a 200 watt or a 250 watt bulb with the amount of LEDs on them. Take your eyes out. They're using them in lighthouses and searchlights nowadays. They're so big. But for your home, there is every shape, form and type of ornate and beautiful LED lamps. You just have to go looking for them. Online's probably the best bet to get you started. And I hope that helps. I should have really mentioned that. Okay, bye for now.